Picture a 7-year-old standing behind a card table at her mother's yard sale, proudly selling Krispy Kreme donuts with visions of a super soaker dancing in her head. She counts her earnings, $30, only to watch her father systematically deduct the cost of inventory, her sister's wages, and other expenses. Her actual profit? $16. That childhood sting became the foundation for understanding something most adults struggle with. Money isn't about what comes in, it's about what stays. This isn't your typical finger-wagging finance lecture. We're living in a world where broke millennial has become its own punchline, where avocado toast somehow explains an entire generation's financial struggles, and where the gap between what we earn and what life costs feels wider than ever. But here's the truth most personal finance books miss. Being bad with money isn't a character flaw. It's usually just a knowledge gap combined with some unhelpful money scripts we inherited without realizing it. Before downloading another budgeting app, examine your actual relationship with money. Most people fall into three camps. Team YOLO FOMO rationalizes purchases with hashtag blessed while heading toward hashtag working until you die. Team guarded optimist assumes future success without taking action today. Team dreaming about retirement obsesses over future security while forgetting to live now. Your family planted these money seeds before your first paycheck. Were finances discussed openly or treated as shameful secrets? Did your parents wage silent wars over spending? These early experiences shape your current behavior, even seemingly healthy attitudes like money isn't stressful if you don't spend too much can create guilt about investing in yourself. To break unhelpful patterns, excavate your money memories. What's your earliest money memory? What financial concerns keep you awake? Once you understand your psychological relationship with money, set meaningful goals. A short-term action plan for the next few months, a medium-term benchmark within a year, and a long-term vision for your financial mentality. You're not powerless. You can either let money control your life or take command of it yourself. By 25, aim for 0.2 times your annual salary saved for retirement, $11,000 if you earn $55,000. By 30, that's 0.6 to 0.8 times your salary. By 65, you need 16 to 20 times your annual income, potentially over $1 million. These are targets, not judgments. Your emergency fund matters more immediately. It's insurance against job loss, car repairs, and medical emergencies. Aim for 3 to 6 months of basic expenses in an accessible account. Self-employed, make it 6 to 9 months. Even drowning in debt, keep at least $1,000 for emergencies. Your debt-to-income ratio, percentage of gross monthly income toward debt, tells lenders if you're a good risk. Keep it below 43%, ideally under 40. Your net worth, assets minus liabilities, might be negative now, normal for 20-somethings, but tracking it shows progress. Where do you stand? No savings, sub-650 credit score, carrying credit card balances? You're at risk. Attempted budgeting, 650 plus score, getting your 401k match, work ahead. Solid budget, 700 plus score, emergency savings, active debt repayment, gold star. Most of us inhabit the messy middle, and that's okay. The word budget makes most people want to take a nap. Your method should match your personality. Type A folks might love tracking every penny, while laid-back types prefer percentage-based approaches. Find something that empowers rather than overwhelms you. For beginners, the cash diet offers a powerful visual reminder. Studies show we spend more when swiping plastic. Calculate your monthly income, subtract fixed expenses and savings, then divide what's left by 4 for weekly spending money. When the cash is gone, you're done. If you constantly wonder, where did my money go? Try tracking every penny using spreadsheets, apps, or credit card statements. This reveals spending patterns you didn't know existed, like $200 monthly on forgettable takeout lunches. The envelope system allocates specific amounts to categories like rent, utilities, food, and entertainment. Fund each from your paycheck, and once empty, you're done. No borrowing allowed. More advanced budgeters might try percentage budgeting, 50% for fixed costs, 20% for financial goals, 30% for flexible spending. While these are ideal, reality often differs, especially in expensive cities. Create your own reasonable percentages, but don't skimp on financial goals. The black belt is zero-sum budgeting, where every dollar gets assigned a specific job. While apps simplify this, many banks won't protect you from losses resulting from third-party connections. Research thoroughly before linking accounts. Most millennials inherit their parents' financial products without research, costing real money. Switching banks could turn $1 in annual interest into $100 on $10,000 in savings. When choosing a bank, FDIC insurance is non-negotiable. It protects deposits and indicates legitimacy. Banks profit billions from predatory fees, maintenance charges, minimum balances, overdraft protection, ATM fees. A proper checking account should have no fees and ATM reimbursements. Internet-only banks like Ally, Bank of Internet USA, and Charles Schwab deliver truly fee-free checking. Traditional banks offer pathetic savings rates, often 0.01% APY, earning you 20 cents yearly on $2,000. Online banks commonly offer 1.0% or higher, earning $20 on the same deposit. Credit cards are powerful tools when used correctly, earning rewards on purchases you'd make anyway while never carrying a balance. Choose cards matching your spending, rotating categories, 5% back quarterly, flat rate rewards, 1.5 to 2% on everything, or sign-on bonuses. Your credit score affects borrowing, rentals, and employment. FICO scores range from 300 to 850. Join the 700 Plus Club through 5 weighted factors: payment history, 35%, amounts owed, 30%, length of history, 15%, credit mix, 10%, and new credit, 10%. The credit life hack: make one or two small monthly purchases, pay bills on time and in full, repeat. Consumer debt carries stigma, but the average American between 18 and 65 carries $4,717 of credit card debt. You're not alone. The debt avalanche saves the most money. List debts from highest to lowest interest rate, pay minimums on everything, and put extra toward the highest interest debt. Roll each payment into the next debt as you eliminate them. The debt snowball emphasizes psychological wins. List debts smallest to largest, ignoring interest rates. Attack the smallest debt first for quick wins that keep you motivated, though you'll pay more in interest. Balance transfers move debt to cards offering 0% APR for a limited period with a small fee. Someone with $4,000 at 17% APR paying $170 monthly would take 2.5 years and pay $900 in interest. Transferring to a 0% card with a 3% fee, $120, saves $720. Personal loans combine multiple payments into one fixed payment with lower interest. High credit scores and debt-to-income ratios under 40% can qualify for single-digit rates. Beware predatory lenders offering fast cash or no credit checks. Payday loans often carry interest rates in the hundreds of percent. No strategy works unless you stop accumulating more debt. Money isn't mysterious. It's math plus psychology plus habits. The difference between financial stress and security comes down to small, consistent choices compounded over time. That donut stand lesson applies everywhere. What matters isn't what you earn, but what you keep and do with it. You don't need a finance degree or six-figure salary to build a solid foundation. You need honesty about where you stand, clarity about where you want to go, and willingness to make intentional choices. Track your spending for 1 month. Open a high-yield savings account. Set up automatic transfers of $25 per paycheck. The goal isn't perfection. It's building a life where money serves your values instead of dictating your choices, where unexpected expenses are inconveniences rather than catastrophes, where you make career decisions based on growth and fulfillment rather than desperation. That future is available to anyone willing to start where they are with what they have right now.